You're listening to SBS News.
Right, one, two, three, go!
In front of a crowd at Mawson's Place in Hobart, the Swiss ambassador to Australia, Pedro Swalen, and the British High Commissioner to Australia, Victoria Trudell, unveiled three plaques dedicated to the two men who died during the Australasian Antarctic Expedition more than 100 years ago. It is the first memorial outside of Antarctica dedicated to British Army officer Belgrave Ninnis and Swiss ski champion and mountaineer Dr. Xavier Mertz. British High Commissioner Victoria Trudell says this memorial is long overdue.
These two young men, who were great friends in life, they met for the first time in London and decided to do this together, are finally being recognised. Their names, Ninnis and Mertz, are not as well known as other Antarctica explorers and pioneers, so it's a fitting tribute to finally have their plaques commemorating them and their lives, particularly in Mawson's Place.
On the 2nd of December 1911, 32 men departed from Hobart aboard the Aurora, setting sail for Antarctica. Led by Australian Sir Douglas Mawson, the trip was to explore the uncharted Antarctic coast south of Australia. After 12 months in Antarctica, Mawson, Mertz and Ninnis took a sledging trip, exploring the surrounding area east of their base at Cape Denison. But 500 kilometres from home, tragedy struck. Pedro Swalen is the Swiss High Commissioner to Australia.
Tragically, Xavier Mertz would not return. The three-year expedition came at a terrible cost. On 10 November 1912, Douglas Mawson, Xavier Mertz and Belgrave Ninnis set off with their sledges and dogs to explore and map the coastal regions of Antarctica west of Cape Adare, the ill-fated Far Eastern Party. After 5 weeks, Ninnis disappeared in the ice down a deep crevasse together with a team of dogs and a sledge carrying vital supplies. Immediately forced to turn back, Mawson and Mertz attempted a literal race against death to return to Cape Denison. Mertz weakened and died before reaching the main camp.
Douglas Mawson, now alone, made it back to the huts where he spent 10 months recovering. Pedro Swalen says Dr. Xavier Mertz was the only person on the trip who was not a subject of the British Empire.
How did it come about that the Australian explorer included a Swiss citizen into his hand-picked team? Why had Douglas Mawson changed his mind and accepted a foreigner approaching him in London a few months before? It is not his multilingual background that qualified Xavier Mertz for the job.
Throughout his life, Xavier Mertz was a keen skier competing in national competitions. Originally hired for the expedition as a ski instructor for the rest of the crew, he and Belgrave Ninnis were eventually tasked with taking care of the huskies on the trip. David Jensen is the chairman of the Mawson's Huts Foundation.
They looked after the expedition's dogs and were the only team members of the 31 land-based members of the expedition who did not return. They remain entombed in the ice where they died over 100 years ago.
The memorial was jointly funded by the UK government, the Swiss government, and the Mawson's Hut Foundation. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.